Episteme, here's this visit below the great reversal, where emperors serve soups and poets collect fees. The tale is medicine poured into laughter while he speaks. A certain tenderness crosses the deck. A midship breeze made of fingers, it pauses at the lip of my ear and says we do know how to die, because we do not yet know how to swallow joy without biting it. The whale bridges once a parenthesis in which the sentence of the sea takes a breath and closes. The deck dampens with consent. Pantagruelian is praise until the hemp blushes. The rope learns the stratagems of friendship, binding without injury, flattering the mast into steadiness. Nets practice grammar, conjunctions of knot and loop, capable of catching both fish and argument. I put a cord between my teeth, and the taste is of fields and of ships, the civic flavor of things that are willing. The whale knows as the cord approves and writes a small wet signature on my wrist. At last we come to the bottle, the oracle whose mouth is round and whose speech is liquid. A priestess lifts us with her voice into the cool. The walls glitter with a good mold. The vault has the shape of a satisfied throat. We listen to the word that has been traveling all this way to meet us. A word poured, not spoken, tring, says the bottle. A syllable enters like a kiss that was promised by a festival drink, and also cut and also ring and also join. The word is a wheel, it turns inside us and grinds our fears into flour. Panurge dances like a man with new ankles. Gargantua hums like a hive. Pantagruel smiles with the slow authority of a harbor. I drink and the drink finds the old lamb within, the one that once burned in a belly. The lamp flares and the body remembers it. Good work to receive, to change, to give back warm. To mock ceremony, only to recognize a cousin. We tilt our cups to the sea. The sea replies by not drowning us. There is a love here that is not pious and not cruel. It moves the hips and corrects the grammar, makes the mouth more accountable. Eros rises, apron on, cooking physician, preparing a dish of patience with a source of laughter. He spoons it between the ribs, the heart eats with both hands. The mind wipes its chin and learns to say yes without bargaining. We sail home along a coast that thinks in proverbs. On one beach a giant child writes his name in urination, and the letters run to the sea like small monks late for office. Rabelais grins through the clouds and recommends a pair against melancholy. I bite the juice rides along my wrist, the motto of the abbey, not licensed but trust. Do what thou wilt, which is to say, know what thou art willing. Night the castes breathe like animals that have learned doctrine. A moon the color of cream rests on the bulwark and listens to our snores and makes measure. Far off the whale plays, not solemn, not silly, merely exact a joy. Each time it turns, a soft heave runs through the hole, and our sleep answers with a deeper consent. In dream the bottle speaks again, its syllable enlarged to a tide that enters by every gate, mouth, ear, pore, and returns as a single hum beneath the breastbone. Trink, yes, and ring, yes, and join, yes, morning will find us salted, articulate and kind.